Rebellion against God does not pay.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Ancient Israel learned the hard way that rebellion against God backfires. We read this in 2 Chronicles chapter 36. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, repeatedly sent his prophets to warn them, for he had compassion on his people and his temple. But the people mocked these messengers of God and despised their words. They scoffed at the prophets until the Lord's anger could no longer be restrained and nothing could be done. So the Lord brought the king of Babylon against them. They had no pity on the people, killing young men and women, the old and the infirm. God gave all of them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king took home to Babylon all the articles, large and small, used in the temple of God, and the treasures from both the Lord's temple and from the palace of the king and his officials. Then his army burned the temple of God, tore down the walls, burned all the palaces, and completely destroyed everything of value. The few who survived were taken as exiles to Babylon until the kingdom of Persia came to power. So the Lord's message through Jeremiah was fulfilled. Rebellion against God still does not pay.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. There you'll find practical Bible-based materials that will help you grow in your faith. Again, visit urbanministries.com. That's urbanministries.com. Daily Direction with Dr. Melvin Banks is a radio ministry of UMI.